This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for November 10th. I'm Paul Plack. The Montreal Gazette quotes Bombardier CEO Pierre Beaudoin in reporting that the company may cut production at its plant in Mirabel, Quebec, due to a continued soft economy and a slump in orders. A new organization called ThroughTheFence.org has set out to hold FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt to a promise he made at EAA Air Venture to look at whether the FAA's blanket prohibition against hangar homes at federally funded airports makes sense. Pilots expecting to fly near Olympic venues around Vancouver, BC in January will want to attend one of the more than a dozen pilot seminars to learn more about the TFRs. The first one is going to be held tonight in Seattle. AOPA reports spending $770,000 in the third quarter to represent General Aviation on issues including user fees, alternative fuels, and abuses by Homeland Security. The Sussex Airport in New Jersey needs repair, but its owner may go to jail, and a citizens' advisory panel is recommending against a purchase of the facility by the town. Turkish Airlines has signed on the dotted line for three more Airbus A330s and signed an MOU for two A330 freighters. NASA is accepting applications from students at U.S. colleges and universities who want to send their experiments to the edge of space on a scientific balloon. FlyersRights.org is getting more help in its push for an airline passenger's bill of rights from an industry analyst who says he was fired from his day job in September for helping the coalition. And if you think it's expensive to park your car at an airport, wait till you hear what it costs to park a 737 for a month. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, you'll hear a conversation I had at AOPA Summit with one of the more optimistic guys there, Liberty Aerospace President and CEO Keith Markley. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.